up to Tzaddik Vavam Aleph top. We're trying to explain why Rav Gamliel holds that you can wear two pairs of tefillin at a time, but not more, and why the Tanna Kamma holds you can only wear one pair of tefillin. Everybody holds that to be Yotze, you don't need Kavana. But to be over Baltosif, that's what they argue about. The Tanna Kamma suffer. Lav or Mishum Baltosif Laboy Kavana. You similarly don't need Kavana to be over Baltosif. From Leo suffer Lav or Mishum Baltosif Boy Kavana. And the Spasemis explains this very simple idea. Normally a person wants to be Yotze a mitzvah. So he doesn't need Kavana to be Yotze. It's Stam. There's Kavana. But normally a person doesn't want to be over an Aveira. So Stam, you don't have Kavana to be over Baltosif. You need Batavka Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, which is what's Osir, to be over Baltosif. And therefore, Rashi, V'boi Seima, L'Enyin L'Tzeis Kulei Amalo Plidei, D'Yedei Chovosei Nofik, Apo Gadol Oichad. Everybody holds you don't need Kavana to be Yotzei Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichus Kavana. L'Enyin Baltosif Plidei, L'Tzana Kama, G'Heichid L'Enyin Matik Nofik, L'Enyin Baltosif Nomi Ofer. Tanna Kamma holds that even if you don't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, you're going to be over Baltosif. So you can't wear more than one pair of tefillin. Because you don't need Kavana to be Yotze, so you can put on the tefillin even without Kavana. And it's considered a mitzvah, and therefore it's not considered carrying. Masha'en came the second pair, even if you don't have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, you can be over Baltosif. And since you're over Baltosif, it's not considered a tachshit, it's considered like you're carrying. Or a Gamliel, he's lo mechav in the mitzvah lo over. And according to Gamliel, the first one you are yotze the mitzvah with. The second one you put on the shame tachshit. And since there's place for two tefillin, it's not considered carrying, and you're not over Baltosif. A male, it's okay to wear two pairs of tefillin. The Iboy Yisema. Okay, let's stop here for a second. The Turi Evan here asks a famous question, which a lot of you bar mitzvah bachrim speak about in their drashas, and that is, there's a shita that holds, that's brought down a few different places, that even according to the Man Yomer who says, mitzvah sein tzriches kavana, that's only if you don't have kavana stam. You're supposed to be on that, aren't you? But if you, what's it called, you have Kavana, but that cannot to be Yotze, you're not Yotze. In other words, you're not Yotze against your will. So if a person does a mitzvah and has Kavana not to be Yotze, that helps. Where is that, where would a person want Kavana not to be Yotze? For instance, you're not sure if you're going to make Zman Kriya Shema or not. And it's better to say Kriya Shema when it's brachas, not to say it before davening without the brachas. But it's better to say it bizmano, even without the brachas, than to not say it bismano with the brachas. And the brachas you can say even lachar asman. So therefore, it's kedai for a person to say, right, I'm a chavin, not to be yotze kriya shma now, if I'll be able to be yotze later. Whether you can make such a tnai or not is a different shayla. But the idea of mechavin, not to be yotze, helps, right? Or a person wants to say havdalah for his wife. So doesn't want to be Yotze Avdolah in Shul when they make Avdolah in Shul. So he says, I'm not having to be Yotze, so I can make it at home for my wife because I wasn't Yotze yet. So in all those situations, a person can do a mitzvah and be mechavan not to be Yotze. So if that's the case, even according to the Man Yomer who says, mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, why does the Tanna Kamma hold that you can only wear one pair of tefillin, put on one pair of tefillin l'shem mitzvah, and the other one have kavana that you don't want to be Yotze? And you're not over any Baltosif, right? Because even though mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, but when you're mechavin not to be Yotze, it helps, right? So there's a famous answer Chazon Ish gives. Reb Shlomo Hyman says the same answer, and that is that there's a difference between mechavin not to be Yotze. If you hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, and if you hold and for Baltosif, if you hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, then be mechavan not to be Yotze helps. But if you hold that, what's it called, that mitzvahs, if you hold mitzvahs riches kavana and you don't have kavana, then it's like you don't have a mitzvah there. That's a tznai in the mitzvah. On the other hand, if you hold mitzvahs, ain't shrichas kavana, and you have kavana not to be yotze, it's not that the mitzvah's not there. You won't get the shchar. You don't fulfill it. It's in you. But it's not in the mitzvah itself. Baal Tosif is dependent on the mitzvah itself. If the mitzvah is there, then you're off of Baal Tosif. With kavana, without kavana. Masha'en Cain, if you hold mitzvahs, shrichas kavana, and you don't have kavana, the mitzvah's not there. The mitzvah's missing part of its tznoyim. Kavana is part of the tznoy of the mitzvah. Masha'en Cain, if you hold mitzvahs, ain't shrichas kavana, the mitzvah's there. Except you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. But to be over Baal Tosif, the mitzvah, you're doing two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs are there. Baal Tosif is dependent on the mitzvahs of the mitzvah being there. And therefore, kavana against doing a mitzvah won't take that away. Masha'en Cain, if mitzvah shrichas kavana, not having kavana makes it like the mitzvah is not there. Okay. Let's go on. The boyesema, another possible answer, explanation. Is the sphere on the Shabbos man tefillin? If we hold that Shabbos is a time to put on tefillin, the kulei amalolaver boy kavana velolotzis boy kavana. Then everybody holds that if it's a zman of tefillin, then bismano you don't need kavana to be over Baal Tosif. Memela, the Tanakhama holds you have no etza. You can put one pair of tefillin on, and that'll be the mitzvah of tefillin, not carrying. The second one, you don't need kavana to be over Baal Tosif. Memela, you can't put a second pair on. Because it's bismano in the time of the mitzvah, you don't need kavana to be over Baal Tosif. It's automatic. But if it's in Shalobis Manu, if they both hold that Shabbos is Lav's man tefillin, Shabbos is not the time for tefillin, then the machlokas is Tanakama Sover Lo Boy Kavana, even Shalobis Manu. You don't need Kavana to be over Baal Tosif. But Ram Gamliel Sover Lav Shalobis Manu Boy Kavana. And Ram Gamliel holds that if it's not the Zman of the mitzvah to be over Baal Tosif, you need Kavana. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, you have no etzah. You can't wear two pairs of tefillin. The second one, you can be over Baal Tosif with kavana or not. According to Ram Gamliel, the second one, if you're out mechavan l'shei mitzvah, it's not carrying because it's in b'makom tefillin, and it's not Baal Tosif because you're not mechavan for the mitzvah, and it's shelo b'zmano. Mar says, Yochel Reb Meir zug echad namilo. Right, according to Reb Meir, even one pair, if it's lav zman tefillin, that means it's not a time to wear tefillin. That means if you wear it, not in its proper time, it's also Baal Tosif. You're adding to the time of the mitzvah. It's like sitting in a sukkah, right, on Hanukkah. You're adding to the time of the mitzvah. That's Baal Tosif. So how could, according to, if it's Shabbos, it's lav zman tefillin, how could the Tanakhama permit you to wear even one pair? And you don't need kavanah to be over Baal Tosif, then you're over Baal Tosif by putting on one pair of tefillin on Shabbos. And also the hold Hayashin Bishmini Basukah Yilka. If a person sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he should get Malkus. Because it's over Baal Tosif. Even though it's Shalob is Mana Mitzvah, right? But you don't need Kavana to be over Baal Tosif. And we know the Rabbanan said that what's it called that you have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres Misothik. How could they say that? The mice are over Baal Tosif. Right? And it could be the Yashin is the Iker. Because eating, it could be your Mechavin Bechlal, not L'shem Mitzvah. But sleeping, nobody sleeps outside. It's not for a mitzvah. So when you're sleeping, l'chora, there it could be that you're doing it for sure. What's it called? Not mechavan, at least not for the shem mitzvah. Elam mechuvarta k'deshanina mikora. Better to give the teres you said before, that the machlokas is whether you need kavana or not to be over Baal Tosif bismano. Mara says, Rashi, if we hold that everybody holds the Tanakhama Gamil that Shabbos is mantfilin, lo laver v'lo lotzis boi kavana. Then that's true. Everybody would hold you don't need kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah and not to be over Baal Tosif. Because it's zman, it's omed for what's it called to be yotze the mitzvah, and therefore on both sides to be over without kavana. The ikar Baal Tosif. And the Shabbos loves mantfilin who bahaplike. Must be that they both hold Shabbos's loves mantfilin. And the machlokas is the Tanakhama Sover Shlobis Manu Nomi, Afil below Kavona Mitzvihi, Vitosefis Ima, and the Tanakhama holds that even Shlobis Manu, without Kavona it's a mitzvah, Menei you're over Baal Tosif. Ramil holds no, since it's not the time of the mitzvah, and you don't have kavana for a mitzvah, that's not baltosif. Gemara says that's the case, and the Tanakhama shouldn't allow you to put on tefillin, even one pair of tefillin. If Shabbos is lavishman tefillin, and you don't need kavana to be over baltosif, then putting on a pair of tefillin on Shabbos is baltosif. You're doing it at a time when there's no mitzvah. Because you're adding an eighth day to what's called to sukkahs, the mitzvah sukkah. And we do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, misafik, in Chutz Laretz. Safik Shvi, lechatchila. And the Shlobis Manolo below Kavana left us. It must be that since it's not the proper time for the mitzvah, Monisha. If it's a proper time for the mitzvah, you mechavan for the Shei mitzvah. If it's not the time for mitzvah, you're not mechavan the Shei mitzvah. And therefore, since it's Shlobis Mano, and you don't have Kavana the Shei mitzvah, you're not over Baltosif. Lohaki Sharina. The Ishminihu, lo mechavanin on the mitzvah sukkah. If it's the eighth day, you're not mechavan for the mitzvah sukkah. You're not mechavan to go outside and take some fresh air. When it says, therefore, mechuvotik v'shir mikora, b'shabbos man v'lav zman tefillin hu, k'miflugay. Better to learn the first way, that the machlokas was, is Shabbos man tefillin, or lav zman tefillin. Let's go on. Uman Shabbos le Shabbos man tefillin. Since we mentioned the machlokas of Shabbos being man tefillin or not, so now the Gemara is going to go off on a tangent and discuss this inyan: who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya v'shamarta sachuka hazos l'moado miyomim yomima. You should. This is in the parsha. We mentioned tefillin before this, and right before this, it mentioned Korban Pesach. So it says you should keep this chukah miyomim yomima. So the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who is the Tanakhama, holds that this is going back on the mitzvah of tefillin. And we learn from that, yomim velo leilos, dafka tefillin applies during the daytime, miyomim velo kol yomim, and only some of the days, not all days. Prakta Shabbos is the yomim tovim. Tefillin doesn't apply Shabbos and yomtiv. Give you Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo nemer chukazu elyon pesach bavad. This chuk is only going back on Korban Pesach. It's not going back on tefillin. I ve'el adishman a pesach va'amila mitzvah saseh. V'chora pesach and mila are considered mitzvah saseh that are chayiv koreis, and therefore you don't bring the korban chatas. Korban chatas you only bring on a mitzvah lo saseh that's chayiv koreis. Reima delok Rabbi Akiva. Bechora, that doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. Dear Rabbi Akiva, kiven de mokil of a Pesach, lav namiyik. Because if you hold, if you say like Rabbi Akiva, then the word is, what's it called, v'shamarto eshachuk ha'azos, is going on Korban Pesach. And we know that whenever it says the Lashon, he's shomer, or v'shamarto, is a lav. Kiravavin, omre beloi. Omer Rabbi Oven, Omer Rabbi Loi, Komakom Shenemer Yishomer Pen Vial Einu Ela Belosaseh. Whenever the Torah uses Yishomer Lecha or Pen Taseh or Al, it means what's it called? A Lav. It's a Lashon of Lav. So if the Torah said Yishomarta and Sachuk Azos, it's a Lav. So Korban Pesach is not only an essay; it's a Lav too. You should be able to bring a Korban if you do fewer over on Korban Pesach B'Shogeg. And we know that's not true. The chorus of that cloud, that Korban Pesach is an essay, and therefore there's no Korban Chatas, the chorus doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Yossi Aglili, the Vishamartus Achuka Hazos goes on tefillin, not on Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach has no Lashon of Shmira by it. Mara says, no, I feel the same Rabbi Akiva. Yishomer the lav. Yishomer the essay. When did what's it called, Rabbi Ovin, say that Yishomer is a lav? When it's Yishomer of a lav. Yishomer, don't do this. That's a lav. But if it's Yishomer the essay, Yishomer to do this, that's not a lav. That's an essay. And here the Shomarta Sachuka is going on doing something. Then the Shomarta is not a lav. It's an essay. Rashi. Uman tana de shamus le domer shabbos man tefillin, de moki mas nishna le bay, the Shomartus Achuka, the Parshas Kaddish Liksi, the Hi Achas Midal Parsha Shaltzila. The Parsha of Kaddishli called the Chor mentions the mitzvah of Tefillin, and it's one of the Parshios in Tefillin. So Chukah Hazos can go back on the mitzvah of Tefillin in that Parsha. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Elulin and Pesach, the Chukah Hazos is going on Korban Pesach, which is mentioned there too, not on Tefillin. The Ayriba, Leil Mino, before that it speaks about Korban Pesach. V'hai miyomim yomima mishona l'shona. I said, what's it mean, miyomim l'mimima? Do it from year to year. Every year, make Korban Pesach. To make Hardiminan, Mizman Lizman. Alma Midlo, Dorisha Bikiva, High Krobit Tefillin, Shmamin of the Svarale, Lailu the Shabbos, Man Tefillin, the Lokom and Mayat Lukro. So therefore, since Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn this pasuk's going on Tefillin, and this is the source, why to exclude night and Shabbos, and he doesn't have that source, Mameli, Mistami also, Shabbos and night, or Tzman Tefillin. The Haggis now the Terakama decreases. A Pesach by Mila. Afa Pishiesh Boyen Koris. Hoil the Ain Boyen Lav. Elamitsis Asay. Hain. Ain Medin Ashigosa Chattas. Shain Chattas Boyen Lav the Koris. To see by Shirlosi Osena. So the Tana in Kakrisis that says with Erish that you don't bring the Korban Chattas for not bringing a Pesach Bishogate because it's an essay that's Chayiv Koresh, but not a lav. In order to bring a Korban Chattas, it has to be something that you're over a lav that's Chayiv Koresh, because we learn from the Pasuk, Asher lo se asena v'oshem, if you did something wrong and you're Chayiv Koresh, then you bring a Korban Chattas. Where it says, according to Rabbi Akiva, since the word Vishomarta is going on Korban Pesach and not on Tefillin, so Vishomarta is a Lashon Lav. Lav Namihika, Doksi Vishomarta, the Chol Shmira Azoras Lav, he could be above it. Whenever the Torah says Vishomarta, it means as if it would say, don't do this. Don't not bring Korban Pesach. Be very careful not to bring Korban Pesach. That's how we're learning now. Where it says, no, Vishomarta Lav Lav, Vishomarta Esi Esi. Pirish, he shomer shalotase came to go me shomer lecha pen tichros bris. Be careful that you shouldn't be koris bris. So there, even though the Torah didn't say lo tichros bris, it said he shomer pen tichros bris, but it's going on something that you shouldn't do. That's a lashon of a lav, as if it said b'feirish lo tichros bris. He shomer lecha pen tinokish. He shomer benega hatzaras. Right, all these things are things you shouldn't do. Even though the Torah didn't say Beferish, Lo Sase, it says he shomer pen, that's as if it would say Lo Sase. He shomer dehese, ki haide vishomarta sachuka, but over here, it's telling you be careful to do something, to bring Korban Pesach. That he shomer is not a law, that's an essay. Okay, let's go on. The Lord says, the Svar Rabbi Akiva Shabbos Mantvilinu, comes out though that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbos is Mount Tefillin because he doesn't have a Makor to be Mamayit Shabbos by Tefillin because that Makor is going on Korban Pesach. And it doesn't mean Yomim Yomima day to day, it means year to year. So he doesn't have any Miyut by Korban Pesach either. For a time here, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochad and Yach Odom Tefillin b'Shabbos is Yom Tovin. Talmud Lomar, B'Hoya Lecho Alios Aliyotcha, Misha Tzrichim Os. You have to elu shehen gufanos. Right, Rabbi Akiva himself holds that Shabbos is last month's filling, but for a different reason. The reason Rabbi Akiva says is because Shabbos doesn't need an os. You have to put the filling on as an os. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are an os themselves. So you watch the code, you don't need filling on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shagas Aryeh says there's a difference between if you learn it like Rabbi Akiva or you learn Rabbi Yosef Aglili. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, there's a miyut that you don't wear tefillin on what's it called on Shabbos. So putting on tefillin be awesome. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's just you don't need tefillin. These days are an os itself. It should be an os. It's not in the assertion there's no chiyuv. You don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos because you don't need the os. But it's no an ad oser. Mashain, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Torah Beferish is memayated, then it's not a time to put on tefillin b'chlav. So when it says, as Rashi, Misha Tzrichim Os, Yomim Shisrael Tzrichim Lahamid O Salatzman, Lahakir Shehim Machzikim B'Torasa Shulakarish Baruch Hu. During the week, person needs an Os that he's an Eved Hashem. Yotzu Shabbos is the Yom Tov and Shein Asmos Ben HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael. The Sivki Osi Ben Yir Berech. The day itself is an Os that you're in Eved Hashem. You don't need a separate Os. Elahai Tanahu. So it's not Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn from Vishamarta Sachuka Zos Miyomim Yamima that Tefillin Shabbos is Lazman Tefillin, but he still holds Shabbos is Lazman Tefillin because of another Limud. So who's the Tana who holds that Shabbos is Montfilin? It's not Rabbi Akiva, then who is it? Hi Tana who, the Tanya, Hanir Belaila, person's up at night. Ratzah Cholet, Ratzah Meniach, Divir Ibn Nasan. Ibn Nasan holds at night, if you want to, you can take off your tefillin, or you can put them on. If you're up at night, there's no reason why you can't put on tefillin at night. Rabbi Yonasan Akitoni Omer, and Yonasan Akitoni says you don't put on tefillin at night. Midalayla the Tanakam is man tefillin, Shabbos Mami is man tefillin. We learn from the same pasuk, right? Miyamim yamim. And if what's it called? If Laila is man tefillin, there's no miyut, then Shabbos is also man tefillin. Mara says no. Dilma Sforli Laila is man tefillin who? Shabbos Lav is man tefillin who? Maybe not. Maybe he holds at night as he has the time for tefillin, but Shabbos not. So Shamin and Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Laila's man tefillin who Shabbos loves man tefillin, right? Because the miyut that Rabbi Akiva has only applies to Shabbos. The Shabbos is an os, so you don't need another os. Laila's not an os, and we have no miyut for Laila. So Rabbi Akiva would hold Laila's man tefillin, Shabbos is loves man tefillin. Maybe this Tana holds the same thing, just like Rabbi Akiva. We have no miut for Laila, so Laila is man tefillin. But we have a miut for Shabbos because l'chol la'os. Elahai Tanu. So we haven't found a Tana yet that the Farish holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. It's not Rabbi Akiva. It's not the Tana who says the Farish that Laila is Lav's man tefillin because maybe Shabbos is different. Laila's man tefillin, maybe Shabbos is different. So it's this Tana. The Tanya. Micho Baskushi Hoysom Ameches Tefillin. Micho Bashol, Shol HaMelech's daughter, put on tefillin. V'lo Michu B'Chachomim. And the Chachomim didn't protest it. The Ishto Shel Yona Hoysola L'Regel. V'lo Michu B'Chachomim. And Yona's wife went up Aliyah L'Regel, and the Chachomim weren't misnagged. Where it says, V'lo Michu B'Chachomim Alma Kesavri Mitzasase Shel Hasman Gromahi. That they held, it was a mitzvah asei shelo asman grama. Because when we have mitzvah asei shelo asman grama, women are potter from those mitzvahs, and they shouldn't do it. We'll see in a second why. They should have been mocha, that they shouldn't have, what's it called, done these mitzvahs. And the fact that they weren't, it's obvious, this Tana holds that these mitzvahs apply to women. That it's not a mitzvah asei she'en asman grama, that it's a mitzvah asei she'en asman grama. That means that Laila and Shabbos have to be zman tefillin. Because if either of them would not be Zman Tefillin, so it's just Zman Grama. See Rashi. Haneir Belaila, Shein Lo Lachu Shem Yafir B'Tefillah, he's up. If you can't go to sleep with your Tefillin, because then even if Laila is Zman Tefillin, we're afraid that you won't guard your body with in cleanliness. You'll what's it called? You'll cast gas with the Tefillin on while you're asleep. Then you can't pass them on. But if you're wide awake and you can protect yourself just like in the daytime, then this Tana holds, you could put on the tefillin, you could take off your tefillin. You're allowed to put on tefillin at night, and it's not baltosin. The Laila is man tefillin, because Laila is ultimately a time for tefillin. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan said you shouldn't wear tefillin at night, because maybe you will fall asleep in them. Midalailah, but it's not Baltosha, because the Maisa Minatora, there's a mitzvah. And Midalailah, Tanakamas Mantvillin, Amalo Dorish Miyamim Yamima, Lemute Lelos, Demokim Lekrona Pesa. He doesn't hold of that miyut of Yamim Yamima that were Mamayat Laila. Maybe he's not Mamayat Shabbos either. Shabbos Mamis Mantvillinu, Miyahu Krogufe, Mamayat Shabbos. Because that same Pasik were Mamayat Shabbos. Where he says, no, Vidilma Svirle Laila's Mantvillin. Maybe holds Laila's man tefillin. Delo dorish miyomim yomim malin tefillin. Aber Shabbos lasst man killenu, wenn nachkillen mit verheulen Cholos, können nachkillen Rabbi Akiva leil. Der Mokim yomim yomim la Pesach, der Luma Mayik leilem yomim, der Kuma Mayik Shabbos leil Cholos. No, so raya. Just because somebody holds it Laila's mantvillen, because he's not Mayik Laila from yomim yomima, but he could still hold there's a separate reason why Shabbos is lasst mantvillen, because of the Pesach verheulen Cholos, just like Rabbi Akiva. So if you find a Tana who holds that Laila is Mantvillin, it's no Raya that Shabbos is Mantvillin. The other way around is a Raya. If Shabbos is Lav's Mantvillin, then Laila is also not, because the only way we know Shabbos is from the Yomim Yomim. Oh no, the opposite. It's possible that Shabbos should also be Lav's Mantvillin, but what's it called Laila should be not Mantvillin. It should be Yes Mantvillin, because we learn that from what's it called, we don't learn the Yomim Yomim. Bas Kushi Basho. The Siv al Divrei Kush ben Yemini. Dainu Shol. Kiramin Beil Megalchin. Shol HaMelech was nicknamed Kush. And one of the reasons the Gemara says is just like a Kushi is totally black, Shol was totally a tzaddik. V'lomichu b'chachonim. Why should they have been mochin? The Havik Tosefes al Divrei Torah. Shepot v'noshim imitzis aseishas mangoma. Because they should have been mochin if, what's it called? Shabbos. Or Laila is Lav's man tefillin, then tefillin is a mitzvah seishas man grama, which women are potter. And if they do it, they should be over baltosin. So the Rabbanan should have been mocha. Must be that Shabbos and Laila are man tefillin, and it's a mitzvah seishas einas man grama, and therefore women are chayiv. And tefillin, and there's no reason for them to be mocha. Okay.
Why? Why is it about place if they were?
Because if there's no mitzvah for them, they're doing a mitzvah that they're not chayiving. So they're what's it called? They're over baltosin.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara is going to say that there's a sheet that holds on like that. Women are just potter, but it's not that they can't do it if they want to. Then it's not baltosin. But from here, the Gemara thinks so that mitzvah says she has mom, grandma, a woman's not allowed to do the mitzvah. Because it's baltosin. Why would they be mocha? So Rashi says for about Tosif. Tosif says no. The word had never had a havamina that if a woman is potter from a mitzvah sasei she has on grandmother, she did it as about Tosif. She can still volunteer to do it. But the question is, you need a goof naki for tefillin. And if a woman's not chayiv to do it voluntarily, she's not going to be so careful to watch her body. Because something you have to do, you're careful about. Something not. Others say that they were, could be that it be an Isser because of the Silvash Gever. Because then it's something specifically for men. What else? Some say because, that goes Maimon, he says, because then a woman be uncovering her hair to put on the tefillin, and for a married woman that's a problem. And others say, because maybe she'll come to be mekel in other mitzvahs. Now she thinks she's putting on tefillin, big shot, she doesn't have to do other mitzvahs, which we see is a reasonable chashash by some women. Tosfos also mentions over here by yontif, if what's it called, if Shabbos and yontif are an os, there's no tefillin, how about chalamoid? Is the os the iser malacha, and chalamoid is no iser malacha, or even a partial Isra Malacha is an os. Chalamoid, there is a partial Isra Malacha. Or it could be even without an Isra Malacha. On Pesach, the os is matzah, and on Sukkot, the os is a sukkah, which applies even Chalamoid. So there are Rishonim who hold that, and there's Rayas, Mikan Lakan, that Chalamoid is a time for putting on tefillin, and there are Shitas that hold that Chalamoid, just like Yomtiv, is part of tefillin. And that's the machlokas lahalacha, right? The Bishoshif and the Ramah, whether you put on tefillin on cholamoid or not, is a machlokas psak in the Shulchan Aruch between the Bishoshif and the Ramah.